Deutschen.
Dear artists and colleagues, dear colleagues of the State Museums from Berlin, I would like to welcome you, all people of the from the archives within the SKD and also the affiliated institutions in Dresden and in the state of Saxony, dear participants of our academy, dear tutors, dear participants of the Congress, dear ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy that I can see so many people from Dresden and our regular visitors. And organize the past. This was the historic dream of the archive as an institution, which was in the aim to regulate what was done in history. The choreographer and dancer Meg Stewart proposes another perspective, and that is to work in the space of the lacking, in the moments of silence, in a narrative where the break plays an important role in the process, and so she creates a parkour that moves exactly in this space that has not been said yet. And so this way she is putting herself into a position where gesture and body create a force against the rules of laws of the archive. At this time I would like to give a quotation. When I reach back, I look to the knots. When I find them, I begin acknowledging, untying, undoing, revising, reimagining, living the archive through a process of awareness, unfinished invisible labor, weaving the promise of the past into the reality of now. And in between, there are always the hyphens between those parts of the sentence, and you have to say that this is a fundamental principle of the modernism. For example, to work with the gaps, for example, with Paul Celan, with the darkness, with things that have not been said, the activating of the gaps in between. This is a very important moment to the abstraction, for example, with Wassily Kandinsky. And at this moment, I would like to announce already just as much as Meg Stewart's proposition, Resende, he's going to speak in the parallelly happening Tanz Congress 2019. On the 7th of June, he's speaking about air architecture and the whole life, archives and reality. This marks the opening of an interdisciplinary cooperation project of four institutions from very different archive contexts. These are, I will say it in alphabetical order, Arsenal, Institute for Film and Videokunst, Archiv außer sich, Haus der Kulturen der Welt, Pina Bausch Foundation, and the Staatliche Kunstsammlung in Dresden. This cooperation association is meant to work for 3 years. We have very different individual projects that are going to work, and what we want to do is to have the knowledge production and to question that in the archives, to propose new methods, to have new developments and new questions that are posed for gaining all this knowledge. Together, we would like, with our different perspectives departing, we want to develop new strategy in dealing with archives and there to have new practices and to test those. So how can we implement this and not only talk about this? What does it mean in precise for us in the context of archives, research and narratives? What can we do as the SKD and what can the others do? For example, the Haus der Kultur und der Welt. They can maybe activate the mental processes in this course. The SKD can offer the materializing. We have all the necessary knowledge on the objects to activate this archive. With the other partners, we have the movement, for example, and also the question acoustic content. For 1 week, we are going to be together in an academy, in a congress, and also in the so-called archive viewing. It's a very dense program. Academy means there are workshops with young international participants of different scientific disciplines. Then we have the public congress, and we also have the archive viewing. We have to explain this maybe a little bit. We create a special constellation of different subjective positions that will give an insight into the massive stock of the Archive of the Avant-Garde, 9 artists, research with their own strategies, methods, and questions along the narratives of the ADA. I will give their names again. Some of them are here: Jana Kalowski, Olaf Nikolai, Clarissa Thieme, Gabin Kobo, Asaf Gruber, Mathilde de Heine, Max Stewart, and Ala Younes. Why are we doing an archive congress in a museum? This brings us to the question, what will the Archive of the Avant-Garde be in the future? We will have to find out. Why has Egidio Mazzone given this collection to a museum? Some parts he gave before to the Staatliche Museen in Berlin. But also other museums, there you can also see that more and more archives play an important role, also within the museal presentation. Think, for example, of Reina Sofia in Madrid. With the Archive of the Avant-Garde, we are dealing with the following situation. We will develop a new conception, in particular for the Archive of the Avant-Garde. I want to tell you that this association of the SKD has very different archives, of course, Gerhard Richter Archive, and also the archive with the elements of Augustus the Strong. So we have a lot of archives that are connected to our museum, and the Archive of the Avant-Garde, they will activate all these things and the processes. I also want to say something about the location where we are today. This building, the Lipsiusbau, from the beginning on, it was a place for contemporary art. It is directly beside the Art Academy, so if you open up this wall, we would be directly in the area of the Art Academy. And it also had the exhibition area of the Sächsische Kunstverein. This means that here in this historical rooms, there have been very sensational exhibitions, for example, of the artists of the Brücke movement. We had in 1905 a very important exhibition here. But of course, you can also see the traces of the destructions of the war. And it was built up in a way that this building is designated to contemporary art and for contemporary discourse. So why is it important that this congress and this archive viewing will take place in Dresden? Why is it important for us and for all of us who are here today? It is the hidden narrative of modernism that Dresden was a place that had a very innovative position in the avant-garde movement in the 20th century. And maybe now it's rediscovering this position. At the moment, we have a very big exhibition in the Albertinum with the different rooms of Mondrian and Lisicki. Another example is Hellerau. It's a very important place of the avant-garde. And from the Archive of the Avant-Garde, it is not only important to look back to the history, but also to develop models for the future coming out of these many diverse questions of the avant-garde. And I would like to mention as well our team, parallelly to this congress, we have developed an exhibition in the Josef Hegenbart House, and there we have this project Time Capsule, and there we want to show how a museal room opens up. And we have an exemplary exhibition in parallel to this exhibition here, and also there some artists, Kader Rogan, for example, put history in context. And this is also an important role here at the archive viewing, the activating by the artists. This is a collective bringing together of different perspectives. And what Giglio Mazzona was important for him is this sensual thing, the haptic experience. And this is why we have also this special form of presentation here to really perceive the sensual of the materials, because the tangible is at the beginning. And this is why this very big demand also becomes clear in the title. It arose from a talk with the curator, where at the end, Egidio Mazzona said, but that's what we are talking about the whole life. And so we have a lot of events happening at the same time. I don't really want to mention everything in detail. You find all those in the program. At the end, I just want to give some information. So as I said at the beginning, the Congress will take part in German and in English. So the whole time we will have simultaneous translation. So thank you very much upstairs. And we're also looking forward to the very dense program. And we are very grateful, really, extremely grateful for the possibilities. And we see this as a great chance with all our voices that are coming together in this momentum to present and activate the archive that was given into our hands. And all the people we would have to say thank you to, Ben Scherer will speak about this. And I would like to wish you all a very inspiring, intensive week. It has already started with very high intensity. Yes, it's not very easy after this intensive performance of Max Stewart to speak now. I cannot stay with my language on this level of intensity, but maybe I can say a few words to contextualize from the perspective of the Haus der Kultur und der Welt what this project means for us. We are very happy to work together with these institutions that Marian Ackermann has already mentioned to develop this project together. And we are certainly the only institution that does not have an archive. So it's very interesting to work with an archive if you do not have an archive yourself. So this is very fascinating work. And in general, I would like to say thank you to all institutions Marian has already mentioned. All of them, so the Arsenal and the Association of Archives, Archive Außersicht, the Pina Bausch Foundation, and of course the Dresden State Art Collections. Over 3 years we have been working on this topic of the archives, and then we have decided to go to Dresden as the first main place, the first location where we will go to the public with this project. And this was a very decisive point, because in Dresden we have something very special. There's an archive which goes from a private collection, goes over into a public archive. Classically, this is a process of transition that will have some rituals, and in a certain way, I don't know if Max Stewart would agree, we could say that her performance was also part of this ritual of transition. So thank you very much again for this fantastic work. But I'm also have to say thank you very much to Marian Ackermann and to the Staatliche Kunstsammlungen, who really have supported this project from the beginning on. And without them, it would not be possible. The enthusiasm that you can find in the ADA team, which is supported mainly by the Rudi Fischer, Marcelo Resende, Elena Rieger, Lisa-Marie Schrewe, and Thomas Finke, thank you very much. But also to the team of the SKD, Pirko Ratgeber, Wenke Ladewig, Astrid Köhler, and Doreen Schäfke, just to name some of the whole team. Of course, I would like to say thank you also to my own team, which was directed by Stefan Auer, with a large team, as you can probably guess. They were responsible for the conception and the coordination of the whole project. Lama El-Khatib, Caroline Adler, Olga Sievers, Claudia Peters, and our Stefan Auer, and our whole exhibition and technology team. Please let me say some words to the content. The designation Archiv der Avantgarde, and of course, sorry, I forgot, I would also have to say thank you to the sponsors, because they are very important for those projects. On the one side, we had the Bundestag, and on the other side, the ministries who have supported over 3 years this project. And of course, the Volkswagen Foundation that really sponsored the Academy. The designation for the Archiv der Avantgarde by Guido Mazzona seems to be a contradiction in itself. It was a characteristic of the avant-gardes that they were working against the existing, against the one thing that was stored. They were rebelling against it and against the traditions. They were setting something new against the fossils of the past. They were putting the life, you could say. And so we are meeting these avant-gardes in an archive. So has it finally, have we finally managed to take their essence out of their bones, to freeze the radicality for future historians and archaeologists so that we can do analysis and studies? The title of our common project contradicts this assumption. We are talking about the whole life. So the performance of Max Stewart has already shown what we want to say with this. This archive is not dead. It is alive. And it is live. This is not only reasoned in the different objects, but how to deal with them. Max Stewart used her body to put a relationship with those objects, and she refers them to herself and to our presence. She works in the space in between, and she's weaving a web between the objects, and they are become a part of the process of awareness, her emotions and experiences. And by moving in between, she activates exactly this void that will give the objects a new visibility and readability. By weaving the space in between, Max Stewart creates new constellations that create new connections of significance between the objects. And so Max Stewart shows in her dance to a form of life that Egidio Marsona has practiced in his archive. Who visits him in his house, as I could have? As I had done, you meet a collector who is surrounded by his objects. He lives with his objects. In none of the objects that I had with him, he jumped up and showed me a work by Duchamp or the Bauhaus list by Hannes Meyer. So to look back to the different objects, usually he doesn't use the obligatory white gloves, so you don't want to have a distance to the objects, but you want to have a sensual experience with all senses, the visual sense, but also your tactile sense. This becomes obvious when Marsona takes a paper in his hand. With all joy, he's turning the paper all around, and he explores the characteristics of this paper. And this sensual dealing with the objects are the parting point, because it's not the things but the ideas that you have in the webs that are materialized in the things and that he activates in his sensual dealing with those things. And this becomes very clear in a film which Monika Branitzka made in La Plata, about 50 kilometers from Buenos Aires, where Marsona visits Guy Bonsiège, a former professor at the College of Design in Ulm, which is also today in big discussions. So we are talking about the possible acquiring of this archive or a part of it. So the master is really working. And departing from this, and there's constant reference to photos and letters from the archives, we are talking about a picture of the 60s of West Germany, the role of this revolutionary school in a very conservative environment. and with the continuation of fascist structures and forces that attack this school that has a very big demand for freedom, who at the beginning didn't want to give marks to their students or wanted to give them too many rules. So this small school that is known in the whole world thanks to their creativity, and even Steve Jobs called this school a predecessor of Apple, but finally the school unfortunately collapsed with the petty bourgeoisness of the elites of the city. Here, in dealing with the archive, we are developing a picture of time, but even more, we are asking questions for the future. What is the constitution of a cultural institution to answer for the question of time? What promotes creativity? How much room do we need? How radical can we think? But also, how much can such a laboratory have a distance from the social environment? How much do we have to develop strategies to get in contact to the society? The archive does not only represent a finished past, but it offers resources for dealing with questions of our contemporary time. The objects are bearers of ideas, so they offer spaces of possibilities that need to be reactivated and rediscovered. At the same time, in the materiality, there's also a force of resistance. So you have the imagination, there's the objectivity, the opposing against objects, and all the objects are grounded in this way to a material substrate. In this sense, the analog archives form a resistance against the first perversion of some actors in the digital world to put everything into fiction. At the same time, the archive is an abode for spirits of the past that are often forgotten in the cultural memory of the present. To activate the archive also means to free those spirits, to risk that the world where we are well established might be stirred up. The objectivity also has a certain timeness, the duration, and so archives offer a second source of resistance against nervousness that the web creates today by offering a permanent stimulation, which the actors keeps everybody in this artificially produced bubble. The archive becomes a refuge of regeneration, the possibility to regenerate mental resources that offer the possibility to create a distance from this total standardization. It would be a mistake to see the archive as a world of facts and to oppose it to a world of fiction, especially because no archive is complete in the sense that the reality it refers to would be a picture one-to-one. It also needs the imagination. It has to be reactivated all the time. And this reanimation of the archives, this is what we are talking about the whole life in this project. We have invited a lot of artists and we asked them to deal with their working and perspectives with the archives, and to put their work into relation to the objects of the archive. So when Mathilde Tehentje, in her work Women to Go, she goes on a search for traces for famous women figures into the Marsona archives in order to connect them with unknown photos of women, and which go out in the medium of a postcard and go into the society. Or Clarissa Thieme, who takes a letter from Christa Wolf from 1984 that was meant against silence, and it ends in the sentence, "Once we could feel how the world trembled," and put it in relation with the artist group Zero represented in the archive, it opens up the objects to a common room of experience. So these new weaving of the objects in the archive get a new growth in significance. And this relationship to artistic practices First, in the academy, we will see that the Ada is part of a whole ecology of archives in the city of Dresden. It will research synopses and possibilities of future interactions. And at the same time, it will ask the question what it means that such an archive, on the one hand side, it goes into the new context of the city of Dresden, but at this, it goes from a private archive collection and is transformed into a public archive. For all people affected, it's a massive recontextualization, a decisive point where the existing ecology, but also the Ada, will change. So when we relate to the question of this transformation process, but also in general, in relationship to archives, we will prepare in the academy, and at the end of the week, we will systematically speak about them in the Congress. We're all looking forward to a very stimulating week. And I would like to say thank you very much to Max Stewart again. Thank you very much.